and a gold glove for a Texas Ranger.
Okay.
Coming
really?
Up.
Really?
How can you play with that? The ball will bounce out of it.
I believe they just paint them.
Oh, I got you. I understand. So, yeah, now the Rockets, they made some big trade with Oklahoma City, right? So they can have a... Never mind.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Hey, before we jump into this, have you been to the kitchen, Scott?
Well, I think so.
Did you see the thing hanging on the wall?
Well, I saw something that was on the wall and like a corner of it had fallen down.
Right. Did you see what that was?
No, I didn't. No. What is that?
That is a target that our illustrious co-host has put up.
Oh, you know, I looked at that. I said, that looks bullet riddled.
It was.
Okay, well, I'll go look at that in just a little
Annie
while.
Annie Oakley over there writing up on it that she even did a headshot left-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, when did you do that?
Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Okay, so the list of things that you did yesterday, Kevin, and the list of things I did yesterday, I don't believe going out to the firing range was something that I'd...
I wouldn't have gone. Over the weekend, I did concealed carry classes.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I passed my test.
Yeah.
But my score was low.
Oh.
So they wanted me to go out back to the range.
I got you.
And so that's yesterday I went out and I wasn't looking forward to it. But then it turned out okay.
I enjoyed it. What were you shooting?
Glock 19.
Okay. This is probably not the right thing to say. But I find it very therapeutic. I just do.
Oh, it absolutely is.
I really enjoy it. I do.
It absolutely is. But I will refrain from teasing now for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we got a picture.
Oh, no. Y'all are in. I love y'all.
Okay,
but anybody who hurts the Bryan Broadcasting family, they better just watch out.
Yeah, one of us on the staff has a concealed carry.
Wow. Yeah. So there. That's, very good. Okay,
Not yet. I have to get fingerprinted, but.
I'll go look that. Yeah, and they have to do that criminal background check, and then they'll find out about that, won't they? Yeah. So there. Anyway, well, good for you. So you did that over the weekend, huh? Yeah, all right.
It's just intimidating when you see that hanging on the wall.
That's why I couldn't go to the dog party.
Yeah. I can't go to the dog party because I'm getting my concealed carry. All right. That's cool. Well, I will. Now, is there a face on the target?
It's a green B-27 style target.
Were you visualizing anybody? I'm just asking.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I just asked.
I was just trying to line up the sight.
There you go. All right. Well, that's
it has a nose now.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's all it has.
As a breathing place.
Well, he said, basically, in that situation, he said, let's just pretend that, you know, the bad guy has shot you in your right hand, which you're usually shooting with.
Yeah.
So now you have to shoot left-handed just with one arm out.
Wow.
And I want you to do a kill shot to his head.
Yeah.
And then I shot it and it went to the head. Well, so
did what it was supposed to. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, same thing happened to me last night. I was browsing through the channels and there I saw it, the Boston Celtics. And I thought, JoJo White, Paul Westfall. Oh. Yeah. Got to watch that. Turn it over there. Don't think so.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's the NBA for you. So you did this left-handed.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you.
Yes,
wow.
Just that one was left-handed.
Yeah,
the other ones were
that's all right.
Right-handed.
Wow. Okay. I'll have to get a video of that YouTube thing. I still want to see you with that AK-47 assault rifle that you've got.
It's not an AK.
Oh, okay.
You are going to get hurt. The ATF is going to show up, and you're going to feel
that's
bad.
Right. I'm kidding. It's not. Anyway. Well, even though Congress isn't in session, we'll talk to Bill Flores in a little less than an hour. I guess, have you heard about the Michael Moore commercial?
No. He's such a loser.
Is it talking about capitalism?
Yes. No. It's kind of worse. This would be your not safe for work video. It's not really a broadcast spot.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of a campaign commercial that he produced for the group MoveOn.org. The commercial features three senior citizens, two black, one Hispanic, using really, really foul language having to do with if Obama is not elected. I mean, you promise that basically in the commercial, they promise violence if the president loses. Violence.
Really?
Yeah. It's
sounds edifying.
Yeah, so much for your tolerant left, I guess. Anyway, but again,
you know how open-minded they are.
All right. Well, again, it's Michael Moore. See, and that's the whole idea. That's aren't they all supposed to be all-encompassing? The left is all-encompassing and you know, a warm fuzzy blanket for everybody, but not a good thing. few eyebrows being raised right now. And again, we've talked about the campaign basically resumes today. But what we talked about last week is, you know, you can talk about the polls, you can do all that stuff you want, but as you get closer and closer to the election, what the candidates actually do, where they go, where they spend their money, tells you a whole lot. That being said, Mitt Romney is campaigning and putting more TV ads into Pennsylvania and is making an appearance in Minnesota. And Minnesota was supposed to be solidly Democrat. And remember, they had Bill Clinton in there, I think, earlier this week for the president. Well, now Romney is going in there. And then to spend the money in Pennsylvania makes people think that maybe that thing is in play. So we'll see how that works out. After the break from Hurricane Sandy now, Romney will resume his campaign trips today. A couple of things going on in Florida. The president stays in Washington to monitor events.
And then he's going to New Jersey, I think, later today.
Right, and on the president's behalf, Joe Biden will be campaigning in Florida. Yeah, I guess you saw Chris Christie making nice with the president. That was interesting.
Would you see what Krauthammer said about that?
No, I did not.
That probably got him another couple hundred mil.
Oh, yeah.
He made no bones about it. It was just...
Hey, you know, you got to do that for the good of your state.
Absolutely.
That's basically what he's there for. CBS News has reported now that the U.S. Labor Department will, in fact, release those October unemployment numbers on Friday. We talked about that yesterday. There had been some speculation that they were not going to release the unemployment numbers because of Hurricane Sandy, which makes no sense whatsoever. The government was, of course, closed Monday and yesterday because of the storm, but they promise that they will have this stuff out, business as usual in Washington. I don't know if that's a good thing, but nonetheless, they said they'll have the October employment situation report for us, so we'll get to see that. And the folks at Gallup went for a second straight day yesterday without conducting their daily poll due to Hurricane Sandy. They'll provide an update later today on when they hope to resume. There is a new poll out there. The folks at NPR show that the presidential race has Mitt Romney and Barack Obama tied. Okay.
At NPR?
Yeah. At NPR.
And interesting. They're completely neutral.
Yeah, they are. That's what I mean. That's kind of interesting that it's NPR saying that because, well, you know. So now... Of all the people who decides that they want to be critical of the president, here he is, Michael Heck of a Job Brownie Brown. Remember Michael Brown, who was the guy who was the head of the emergency management people when Katrina hit back
yes.
in 05? Okay. So I guess somebody put a microphone in his face or they asked him or maybe he volunteered about the whole way that the White House has responded to Hurricane Sandy. Brown says one thing he's going to be asked is why did he jump on the hurricane so quickly and go back to D.C. so quickly when in Benghazi he went to Las Vegas?
And that's what I asked yesterday.
Yeah, and Newt Gingrich has asked that also over the weekend. There is a difference. I mean, there is a difference in that obviously a lot of we knew that Sandy was going to happen. So they could sure play that up theatrically. And with Benghazi, they kind of hoped it would just go away. Now, again, him going to Vegas was probably not a smart move. Like, that's the first not smart move he's made. But nonetheless.
Better that than golf.
Yeah. And then did you hear about American Apparel yesterday? The clothing retailer.
What, are they making stuff in China?
Well, they sent out a mass email offering 20% off to customers in states that suffered from Sandy. I mean, really?
Wow.
In case you're bored by the storm, it said. This was met, obviously, with a whole bunch of people really not happy about it. If you're bored by the storm, go online and shop at American Apparel. And if you're in a state that was affected by the hurricane, we'll give you 20% off.
But make sure you hurry while you still have battery power because you can't plug into anything.
No, not at all. The Gap, too, encouraged people to do some online shopping. They were a little more subtle. Even followed up with an apologetic tweet explaining our check-in and tweet earlier was only meant to remind all to stay safe and indoors.
Well, then they should have said that.
They should have. Stay safe indoors.
I know. I look to the Gap when I don't know what to do with myself.
Of course. Well, and that's it. Stay safe indoors and spend money with us. Oh, yeah, that part. Cut your garbage.